This portion of Animal Radio is underwritten by Fear Free. Fear Free takes the pet out of petrified and puts the treat into treatment. To learn more and find a certified Fear Free veterinary professional near you, visit fearfreepets.com.
It is Animal Radio, celebrating the connection with our pets, and joining us, Dr. Natalie Marks. She sits on the Fear Free National Advisory Board, and she's a national educator helping other private practitioners develop Fear Free techniques. Welcome, doctor. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Very good. I have some questions, though. So many questions. Someone told me today we're going to talk about PVPs. I have no idea what that is. What is a PVP?
Okay, well, a PVP is called otherwise known as a pre-visit pharmaceutical.
Okay.
So for those clients that we see that have dogs and cats that exhibit fear, anxiety, what we call defensive reactivity. So if your pet seems nervous and someone starts to approach it or starts to restrain it when they're at the veterinary office and they start to react adversely, growling, biting, lunging, we now have strategies, and these are medications that can be given at home by the pet owner to help reduce anxiety and fear and stress well before they get to the veterinary office.
So when I take my Xanax, I should be giving them something?
Sort of in a way. I mean, we do use Xanax for some of our patients, but we have a lot of different options depending on the patient's breed and age and underlying medical condition and what's worked before.
Is it really that important for the fear-free vet experience to have these PVPs?
It is. So, you know, we sort of think of what's called the fear cascade. So let's take a cat, for example, who the only time they leave the house once a year is to come to the veterinary office. Once that cat sees a carrier, if you know, mom or dad has not been working at home to help reduce some of that fear, they're going to get anxious or nervous. And that car travel, which is once a year, is also potentially going to cause that. So by the time they get to the veterinary office, they're already sort of in this workup mode or this cascade of anxiety. So by the time I see that patient, we're far surpassed what I would consider a comfortable place to be, not just for the cat or dog, but also for the pet owner, too. So fear-free involves reducing fear, anxiety, and stress in not just our patients, but everyone who cares for them. And that includes the client, and that includes the veterinarian and the veterinarian staff. So we want to make sure that everyone that's involved in the care of your pet can reduce fear, anxiety, and stress, because it really provides us the best chance to give the best medicine.
So what's the difference between a PVP and sedation, or even a painkiller?
Yeah, so PVP, you know, sort of traditionally is an anti-anxiety medication. So your colleague mentioned Xanax, so that's a Valium derivative. There are others like Trazodone or Gabapentin, where they traditionally are just lowering the anxiety of that pet. Now, there's a slight bit of crossover, and some of them can have some pain-reducing qualities, but these are not meant to create tremendous sedation for those patients. We don't want those patients coming in, you know, struggling to walk or needing to be monitored. So we're not giving a sedative per se. We're giving what we call an anxiolytic, or a medication that removes or reduces anxiety.
Does it affect the diagnostics that the veterinarian has to do?
You know, it's interesting you say that. So it actually improves some of the diagnostic accuracy that what we're doing. So it allows me, one, to do a much more thorough physical exam. To actually, I can't tell you how many times I hear from feline owners who come to us for a fear-free exam, this is the first time anyone has been able to look in my cat's mouth in a decade. We hear that all the time, because we're allowing them to relax and trust in the whole fear-free experience, but to allow us to really do a thorough physical exam.
Okay, I hear so many fear-free stories, just amazing stories. I want to hear how a PVP has made a big difference for a pet.
Well, I think my kind of soapbox is Callie. So Callie has been a patient of mine for over a decade. She is probably the epitome of the most anxious Wheaton Terrier that has ever existed. And Dad is, of course, madly in love with her, but very, very anxious, nervous, upset himself, sort of a myriad of emotion when Callie would come to our practice, because before fear-free, we didn't have a great strategy to help her tolerate and understand and learn new behaviors that allow her to be less anxious. So in the past, and I'm sure this is true for many veterinarians who are practicing this way, We've used e-collars and muzzles and other restraint tools when the patient was still anxious, which unfortunately just added to their fearful response.
Sure.
Now with Callie, we have created a cocktail of PVPs that Dad gives to her 2 hours before she comes to the office. We've created different strategies for travel within the car, her thunder shirts, and pheromone supplementation as well, that has allowed her finally to come in after some happy visits and actually accept treats and do her obedience commands and be able to be physically examined in a comfortable way. Now, that has taken, for this owner and myself, many weeks and many visits, but it's incredibly rewarding for me to be able to actually now see inside Callie's mouth, which we recently just found some dental disease that we're addressing, for Dad to be more relaxed and actually enjoy the experience of coming to the veterinary office and feeling sort of proud of his success. And obviously for Callie, the most important part of this triangle, she feels a lot more comfortable. She doesn't have this kind of wind-down, miserable day after being here. And we're not adding to that fear cascade. We're sort of changing her look on coming and allowing her to settle and learn new techniques that make her reduce fear, anxiety, and stress. And that's the whole goal of Fear Free.
Dr. Natalie Marks has been talking about some great techniques that are available over at fearfreepets.com and fearfreehappyhomes.com. Of course, links to everything you've heard on today's show over at animalradio.pet. I know that Ladybug, the studio stunt dog, she watches her guardian, Judy, very closely. So just before going to the vet, I give Judy like a martini, and then everything goes well.
Everything's good, yes.
Whatever works.
I can see that, exactly.
This portion of Animal Radio was underwritten by Fear Free. The veterinarian isn't typically thought of as your pet's favorite place to go. With Fear Free, that all changes. To learn more and find a certified Fear Free veterinary professional near you, visit fearfreepets.com.